Among the prominent Republicans we won't see at the lectern in Madison Square Garden this week is House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. He's arguably the most powerful individual on Capitol Hill, but DeLay has never been one for the center stage. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, he's busy with his own agenda.
DeLay says he has two goals: reelecting President Bush, which will help boost his own majority of House Republicans, and some charity work. Tomorrow morning, he's doing an event with Harlem RBI, a charity that builds baseball fields for kids in New York. One of his more spectacular appearances was earlier in the week, the Republican Jewish Coalition reception at the Plaza Hotel. It looked like politics as seen by a New Yorker cartoonist, a jam-packed ballroom, senators and congressmen taking very short turns at the microphone, a few dozen people paying attention to the speeches, everybody else busy talking and eating. But when Tom DeLay took the stage, the talking stopped and the cheering came in waves.
Hello! Wow! Hello, hello, hello! Ah! What a great crowd! This is amazing!
It was DeLay who held the crowd's attention with lines like this.
If Israel falls to the terrorists, the entire free world will tremble. To forsake Israel now would be tantamount to forsaking Great Britain in 1940. It is unthinkable.
And if there was any doubt about DeLay's standing with this group, coalition founder George Klein settled it.
I just want to say that this gentleman is probably the best friend the Jewish community and probably the best friend Israel has ever had anywhere.
What's missing here in New York is Tom DeLay in his old role as fundraiser extraordinaire and concierge-in-chief for House Republicans. 4 years ago, DeLay kept his colleagues fed and refreshed. He set up hospitality suites and private railroad cars. The financing came from corporations, something that's illegal now. Earlier this year, DeLay had an elaborate plan to run high-priced charity events this week. Proceeds would go to a community for foster families that he's building in Texas. Critics said he was using the charity to sell access. So DeLay canceled the whole schedule. His office blames high overhead costs. Either way, DeLay was left with no fundraising events, just a collection of carefully targeted parties for his fellow Texans and his conservative base, groups like the Republican Jewish Coalition. Spokesman Stuart Roy says that is just fine.
You know, the joke is the most dangerous place between a politician and a television camera or microphone. It's not the case with Tom DeLay. But to the extent that he can meet with groups that are important for advancing issues and causes that are important to him, he gets very excited about that because it's working toward a goal.
Larry Noble, director of the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, agrees that DeLay plays to his strengths.
His power doesn't come from the public perception of him. His power comes from his ability to raise funds, from his ability to keep people in line, from his ability to go to the lobbyists and make it clear to them that they're going to support the Republicans or else they're going to hurt for not supporting the Republicans. That's where his power comes from.
And it comes from one other source: those who believe in the causes he works for. At the Plaza, the crowd would hardly let him leave.
Oh, Rabbi Berman from Houston.
Oh, it's great
you
to see
good,
you.
You look good, man. Thanks for your help. You've been great. Oh. A guy like you, the Councilor 10.
DeLay remains a prime target for Democratic rhetoric. His fundraising operation is under scrutiny as well. A district attorney in Texas has been subpoenaing information from donors around the country. But those are just more bumps in the road. And, like the controversy over the charity events, nowhere near enough to block Tom DeLay working toward his goals. Peter Overby, NPR News, New York.